Misguided Astrology Podcast, the podcast that is dedicated to misguiding you. I'm your host, Katie, here with your transits for the week of January 17th through January 23rd, 2021. Well, friends, some weeks are better than others, and this week will be worse than most. Just kidding, but not really. The key word for the astrology of this week is challenging. Mars will be meeting Uranus in Taurus this Tuesday through Wednesday, forming an exact conjunction. Beep-boop! What the hell does this mean? Well, this is the meeting of two formidable energies. This conjunction represents a cataclysmic event that has been years in the making. Sounds hot, right? Let's have a look at the real-life chart of Donald Trump. Tronald Dump. Forrest Gump. Uranus is in his 10th house. Hallmarks of this transit are usually involving changes related to occupation, social status, reputation, a drastic fall from power and social grace, and or a desire to break free from repressive government authorities. Sounds kind of familiar, right? No matter who is actually repressing who, the perspective in question does check out. This Wednesday, the Mars conjunction peaks. This is coinciding with the inauguration and Trump's official departure from the White House.
Sucks to suck.
In lieu of this, you may be thinking, hey, the week doesn't sound so bad. And in this aspect, I guess it's not. But we each have our own Mars-Uranus conjunction to contend with. Imagine if you were in Trump's shoes. Actually, never mind, because that's stupid. But the point being is, this conjunction event is coinciding with his bad day. Oh, and one more thing about the Mars-Uranus conjunction. It is also known as the transit of rebellion, a sudden urge to assert freedom. This is an influence that we are all subject to. So cheers, mates. What do you say? Shall we get into it? This is your weekly horoscope. Gemini, you little panic at the disco. If you can dream it, you can scheme it. That's what I always say. I've never said that. But look, if you keep telling yourself that you can't, then you won't. This is you telling yourself that you can't. Why are you do that? If you can't stop being mean to yourself, you'll need to turn to other measures. Distraction is the name of the game. Distract yourself from yourself. Call your friend, call your mother, call your brother, call your other friend, call that relative you've been avoiding so as to skip the mind-numbing small talk. Because honestly, it's better than you telling yourself for the millionth time that you're too old to begin a career in theater. I mean, you are, but that's besides the point. The truth is, you don't even want to do that. You're a Gemini. You want something new every day. Return to the drawing board when you're less in your head. Talking with fellow humans will help. Midweek is the Mars-Uranus conjunction in your 12th house of self-growth and undoing. Uranus has already been here since 2019 and will remain here until 2027. It is a slow transit that will encounter many influences along the way, and by the end you can expect to have freed yourself from the self-destruction of your unconscious mind. Here's the thing. During this transit, all of those repressed thoughts and experiences you keep locked in the dungeon will be leaking out and will impact your life. It's possible these will take the form of sudden events that are clearly the result of past actions. With Uranus in 12th house, you need to do what you can to excavate the calcifications of your mind. Release the mummies from the tomb. Go to therapy! Mars, the planet of energy, is here Tuesday, Wednesday to add fuel to this fire. An abrupt flare-up of these unconscious forces is possible. I'm sorry your demons are so scary, but they are your demons. You're responsible for haunting your own house. You either need to form an allyship with these ghosts or excommunicate them. Ultimately, Uranus in the 12th house wants to improve your mental health by any means necessary. Is it cliché to call the events of midweek a learning experience? Of course it is. Is that reductive? Of course it is. But I don't know your life. I'm just relaying what the sky is saying. End of the week is a time of critical communications with those around you. But heck, it's Aquarius season. Come together with your people and dish about the week. Pop a bottle with the ones you love while you vent about the ones you don't. Community and friendship are boosted during this period and are important to overcoming difficult times. Just don't share glasses and don't spit on each other. We can't afford any more loss right now. Alrighty, Gemini, that's all for now. Thank you for listening to the Misguided Astrology Podcast. I'll be seeing you next week.